an OBE, or a movie. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Thought for Today. A lot of people enjoy out-of-body experiences, and they think this is so beautiful and so unique and so wonderful, and it is. It's really just a movie. Out-of-body journeys are thought to be sort of irrational at times, and people who have not put the right label on it think that it's strange and sort of not proper to do. But when you stop and think about it, you're making an out-of-body journey all the time. Every time you think of another experience, you are having an out-of-body journey. Every time you think of going to visit your mother, you think your mother is living in wherever she's living, in a house, an apartment, or wherever she may be, and you think, I'm going to go visit her. And you don't think, I'm going to go visit her, because that would be kind of irrational. You just think, hey, I wonder what Mom's doing right now. And so you're thinking about what Mom is doing right now. And you know that Mom has just finished doing all of her housework, and she likes to do her housework, and she's got the kids off to school, and you are the oldest kid, and so you're out doing your own thing already, but you remember exactly how it was. And you remember that when Mom gets everybody off to school, she sits down and has a cup of coffee by herself, turns on some classical music, and just sits and relaxes and has a peaceful attitude for, oh, say, 20 minutes before she gets up and goes about her activity. Now, you're with me as we go and visit Mom. You're with me as we go and see her having her cup of coffee. You're with me as we see her. Now, is she putting cream in there? Or is she putting milk in there? Or is she putting a little of cold water in there to cool it down so she can drink it properly? What is she doing? Well, what's going on there? No. Well, what's she wearing? Is she wearing her smock? Is she wearing her robe? Is she already dressed for her morning or her day? When she gets out of bed, she gets her shower or brushes her teeth and what have you, and then she dresses for the day because she's going to take care of it. And she does that all in just a few minutes. She doesn't dangle and dawdle around doing it later. And you're with her. You're with her as she is sitting there in her chair, just having her cup of coffee, listening to the music, and sitting back and relaxing. And her head goes back against the back of the chair. And she's not sleepy. She's just had a very active morning, getting her family ready to do all of its chores, all of its activities. And she's sitting there. Okay, now. Now, if we can go and visit Mom as nice as that, let's go right inside Mom's head. What's Mom thinking? What's she thinking about? Is she thinking about the housework ahead of her? Or is she thinking, I'm just going to take a breather and just relax, and I'm going to listen to my divine within, and I'm going to see what sort of beautiful thing I can do today after I've finished my chores. And so she's meditating. She's thinking about what she can do. Oh, I know. She has that secret place up in the attic that she doesn't tell anybody about. She has that wonderful desk up there, and she has that typewriter. Well, actually, it's a computer now, because John bought her a new computer. Oh, yes, that was nice of John to do that. And then you go off and visit the time when John bought her the computer and the time that she took to learn to use it and so forth. No. All of these are out-of-body experiences. You're not in your body as you're going to experience this, and you are very much experiencing this. You're very much there. You don't have to prepare yourself for an out-of-body journey by doing all sorts of physical or mental exercises. You just do this all the time. And we all do out-of-body journeys all the time. Now, I conduct out-of-body journeys in some of my seminars, and I have people lay down or sit down and completely relax and just go with me on a journey. And I take them where I'd like to have them go. And then When I get them to the peak of interest, as they are listening to me and feeling very beautiful in the story that I'm telling, then I say, okay, now you take off and go wherever you want to go. And I'll check you back in about 20 minutes. Or I don't even say the time. I'll check you back in a little bit. And so 20 minutes or an hour goes by, and I then check them back. And they say, oh, great. You know, they feel so relaxed because they just completely let go. Then what do they do? I have them tell me of their out-of-body journeys. I have them tell me about the journey that they took. Some of them have taken fanciful journeys that were quite charming, and others were imaginative journeys that they just made up at the moment that I asked them to tell me where they went. They hadn't gone on a journey at all. All they were doing is making it up. And as they were making it up, they were taking a journey. They were taking the journey after the fact, not before the fact, and they're telling me all about the journey that they had taken, that they had really just taken that instant. And it was quite a nice journey. And it was quite a fanciful journey and quite a comprehensive journey and a beautiful journey. And it's just a movie of the mind. This is what we do. Now, are we in that journey? Are we in that location? Are we visiting Mom? Are we doing those things? Yes, we are. We are very much doing it just as though we were actually there. Could we be any more there than we are in our thought? Well, you say, yes, we could give Mom a hug. We could talk to her. We could feel her hand. We could feel her breath. We could feel her love. Well, now you feel that love just as much right now in your out-of-body attitude. You feel that love just as much where you are and in whatever you're doing. We put sort of a mystical attitude on the out-of-body journey, saying it's something so unique and so spectacular, but it's spectacular, all right, but and it's unique, all right, but it's not as unusual. That perhaps is the better word. It's not as unusual as we would like to think it is. It is perhaps the most usual thing in the world for us to take out-of-body journeys and to go all over the world visiting people, doing things with people, and having the time of our life. Can you do that? Can you visit people? Can you have the time of your life? Can you have a joyous experience? I have my computer set so that when I'm not using it, it sort of relays the pictures that I have in there. I have some 5,000-6,000 pictures on the computer. And I have gone through each one, updating them and cleaning them up and making them good and polishing them with the computer ability to do that. And then it's flashing in front of me. Now, the picture just flashed in front of me of my son and his ultralight airplane. Now the picture of he and his wife, and the two of them are smiling at me. And now there's Ellen. She's looking over at the kittens in my house, and she's seeing the kittens as they're playing on the floor, and the little flower that stands there. Now I'm down in Nigeria, and there is the group in Nigeria who were attending the seminar. This was a group of young people. And they're very, very lovely. And now I'm here on the campus, looking at the beautiful campus grounds and the roadway here, and the road going up to the Om path. And now I'm looking at the Paradise Garden here on campus. And each time I say a phrase that represents what I'm looking at, I'm in an out-of-body journey at that location. I am doing whatever that location calls for, and it's a lovely experience. Now I'm looking at a lovely rose. It's a beautiful rose that Anita was so enthused about taking pictures of roses. And here is a dolphin in the dolphin pond that is in the the bird bath that Stefan had them give me. And there's Henry standing in front of the meditation path, the meditation spot that he had cleaned up and fixed up. And there's my friends from Nigeria again, and the new baby that I baptized. And as I go there, my mind is taking the journey each time. And there is Matteo sitting on top of the bench that he had created and set up there and done so beautifully. And now I'm in Switzerland with Christina and her boat, and she's taken me out for a ride on the boat. And I'm just flashing through all these adventures, and if I were to leave it stand on the screen for a while, then I would live in that adventure and think in that adventure and be in that adventure, and I'd be traveling all over the world. And it's a wonderful adventure. It's a wonderful activity. And I just talked with Sibyl Agabua in Nigeria this morning, and there's Endless standing with sheep, and I in a lovely picture. And here I'm in a schoolroom talking to 50 children. And here is one of our seminars that we gave here on campus in the cathedral of the embassy. And it goes on and on and on. And the out-of-body journeys never cease, and how wonderful they are. Now, that we want to make something different out of it, that we want to say that we can do something, that we can go there and make it happen, we're doing it all the time. So if anyone ever says to you, would you like to take an out-of-body journey, you just answer them, of course, I love it. I do it all the time. Whenever I see a picture, I am there. I'm in an out-of-body journey at that location. And when I close my eyes, I'm in another out-of-body journey. Wherever my mind happens to take me, wherever my thought happens to take me, wherever I happen to take me. What we want to do is to channel our out-of-body journeys so that they are fulfilling and rewarding and uplifting at all times to us. And the way that we do this, the way that we channel these things, is by keeping our mind one-pointed on what we want to think about. When you want to think of the past, then dwell in the past. When you want to think in the future, then dwell in the future. But when you teach yourself to dwell in the now, to live in the now, to live this moment, to have your out-of-body journey and your in-body journey right here, right now, right in what you're doing, then you have gained the greatest insight, the greatest power, the greatest usefulness of an out-of-body journey. Because you are living in the now. You are delighting in the now. You are happy in the now. You are whole in the now. You are wise in the now. And it's a great and a wonderful experience. If we allow ourselves to go away from that point of view, then we are merely allowing ourselves to not see the movie. And the movie is ever-present. The movie of the now is really quite specific. Now, you're sitting here in the now, and what are you thinking? You're thinking, yes, I'm comfortable. I didn't think that before. Before I said I'm comfortable, I didn't think I was comfortable. I was just comfortable. I'm satisfied. Yes, I'm satisfied. I had a nice cup of coffee myself. I had a nice drink of water. I had a nice relaxation time. All is in divine order. Oh, yes, all is in divine order. You see, we are the creator of these experiences, and these experiences are quite important to us. But let's register them in the now, and let's see how, as we live in the now, we can create these experiences to be beneficial experiences for us right here in the now. We don't have to have some out-of-body journey, we call it that, some mystical thing, because it's a very real activity in our life and affairs right this minute. So join me in this knowledge, in this awareness, in this realization that I have OBEs all the time. And every time I take an out-of-body journey, an OBE, I am in charge. I am fully aware of everything I do. And I choose to call each of my now experiences an OBE. And I mentally, spiritually, physically, in every possible way, involve myself in it, and love it, and delight in it. Join me in this realization, because it is exciting once you know you're in charge 100%. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.